Referring to it as overdevelopment, city staff is urging council to turn down a proposal to build townhouses and a 6-to-10-story apartment building on part of the former Victoria Park West Golf Club property. The applicant has not demonstrated that the proposed development can achieve appropriate transition to the surrounding low-density residential lands, has not demonstrated compliance with urban design policies and guidelines, and has not demonstrated no negative impact to the adjacent Torrance Creek Provincially Significant Wetland, PSW, states a summary of staff concerns in a report to council. Taken together, these issues demonstrate an overdevelopment of the subject site. If approved as is, Village Park Inc. would build 308 four-story stacked townhouses in 12 buildings around the perimeter of the 2.37-hectare, 5.88-acre, lot known as 12 Pool Street, with a 6-to-10-story apartment building with 185 units in the center. Each of the four-story townhouses would include two stacked units. The proposal comes with 644 underground parking spaces and 18 surface spots. In order for the development to go ahead, the owner wants City Council to change the official plan designation for the property to high density from the current low density, as well as increase the maximum height allowed from 6 to 10 stories. The site in question is just off the west side of Victoria Road, south of Stone Road. Council is set to consider the staff recommendation during its planning meeting on June 13. The proposed high-density development is incompatible and out of scale with the character of the surrounding area, notes the staff recommendation report. The redesignation of the site to a high-density residential land use designation with a site-specific policy for increased density does not constitute good land use planning. During a public meeting held back in April, area residents and members of council raised a number of concerns about the proposal. Chief among them are the impact of this development on already hectic traffic, especially turning left from DeCorso Drive onto Victoria Road, heading north, as well as lack of parking availability for visitors in the area, exacerbation of already busting enrollment at nearby schools and the potential for negative impacts on wildlife. During that meeting, nearby resident Keith Perez presented council with a petition signed by 125 area residents opposed to the development. This is the latest step in a long-discussed subdivision, initially proposed in 2005, that's largely built out at this point. The entire 39.3-hectare subdivision was endorsed by the Ontario Municipal Board in 2013 to have 489 overall units. This latest proposal seeks to increase that by 325 dwellings. When first announced in 2005, the project from then-owner Diodoro Investments Limited sought permission to build a 224-unit residential subdivision across the entire 39.3-hectare site. It has since undergone numerous revisions, changed ownership and was the subject of an OM appeal in 2013 due to City Council's lack of a decision on the proposal. It's that appeal which resulted in the overall subdivision plan settlement. The first phase of the subdivision was registered with the city in 2017, with the second phase registered this past September. Minus the block currently proposed, outlines a planning report from the developer posted to the city's website. The deadline to register as a delegate or make a written submission for the June 13 public meeting is this Friday at 10 a.m.